Chapter 5 Helping Hooves. By the time Princess Cadence made it down to the garden the next morning, the young ponies had been up for hours and work was in full swing. Cadence's heart felt full as she watched the progress that had been made by the hooves of Crystal Empire citizens. They had already begun repainting the pots a shimmering gold color, digging up weeds, and replenishing the soil to make way for brand new foliage. The teacher, Ruby Jubilee, marched around with the scroll in her hoof, trying to match Cadence's plans to the tasks every pony was assigned. Moptop and Citrine were currently working together to weave rainbow ribbons and white lights into the roof of the old gazebo. Below the pair, a pink unicorn named Gemma and a golden earth pony called Sweet Eclair were coating the gazebo with white paint. The two ponies whistled happily as they wielded their brushes, laughing every so often when one of them accidentally splashed paint onto the other. Even though the work was tough, the ponies seemed happy to be doing something important. Princess Cadence grabbed a shovel and started helping out. She felt lucky to have stumbled upon such a lovely group of ponies. She was having so much fun, too. When some castle attendants came down to fetch the princess for some important state business, Cadence didn't want to go. She felt terrible about leaving her new helpers. But Ruby Jubilee insisted that her class would be just fine carrying on without her for now. Duty calls, Cadence thought, vowing to come back as soon as possible. Over by a row of flower beds, Olivine frowned and shook her head as she watched the royal trot back toward the castle. She's leaving? Who does she think she is?
Duh, Olive, a princess,
said an orange mare named Fire Opal as she plopped another giant fun flower into the soil. Her rainbow-striped mane had pieces of dirt and leaves sticking out of it.
She has tons of other work to do instead of gardening. Besides, I bet it's all boring meetings and stuff. She probably wants to stay here with us because it's so awesome.
It's very enjoyable, agreed Starseed. The purple unicorn with a wavy blue mane closed her eyes, smiling. I'm feeling so in tune with nature. It's making me really relaxed. Starseed stifled a big yawn.
No, Star, Olivine sassed back. You're tired because we're all being forced to do community service for the castle. It's so unfair.
Olive, why do you always have to be such a grump? We're not being forced. We want to help Princess Cadence with the garden, replied Fire Opal, a hint of annoyance in her voice. The celebration is going to be the best ever. Did you hear we are going to have a parade where all the floats are covered completely with flowers?
Really? Starseed perked up. That's so cool. I'm definitely vibing on that.
She closed her eyes again and sat down on the grass.
I'm digging this, too.
Plus, Fire Opal continued, Princess Cadence said we could use artistic license and plant whatever flowers we want. I think it's really neat of her to let us design stuff for the castle. It's good experience.
I have an idea. Let's try to make our sections of the garden really unique,
Starseed said dreamily as she looked up at the clouds, like pretty and weird at the same time, you know?
I love that, Fire Opal chirped. Then the ponies who want something a little different can come to our spot.
Whatever. I hate this garden. Olivine kicked a shovel with her hoof. It's no use trying to fix it anyway. It's never going to be like it was before King Sombra.
Yeah, right, Fire Opal rolled her eyes. Like you actually remember what it was like before King Sombra.
Yes, I do, Olivine stood up, growing annoyed. Her pink mane frizzed out around her face, making her look a little frantic. And if we actually try to recreate it, the garden would look way better than this mess.
I can show you how it used to look to prove it.
How? Fire Opal and Starseed exchanged an unconvinced look. It was well known that Olivine was always throwing fits over the tiniest things and making up stories for attention. It was probably because she didn't have her cutie mark yet.
but it's not as if any pony ever teased her about that. The real reason why no pony liked to hang out with Olivine was because she was so moody. "Just come with me and I'll show you," Olivine said, sincere and calm for once. "Please?"